This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul A. Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Start with this. An Israeli jewelry company is working on what it says will be the world's most expensive face mask at a price of $1.5 million. The 18-karat white gold covering will be fitted with 3,600 white and black diamonds and N99 filters. Weighing in at over half a pound, it's not really practical, but they say they already have a buyer. Eccentric, even in pandemic. Forget casual remote learning days. One Illinois school from my hometown is saying, get out of your PJs. Springfield, Illinois Public Schools has updated its dress code policy, saying that kids cannot wear pajama pants, slippers, hats, hoods, sunglasses, and a few other things while on camera. When classes start online later this month, they must also be sitting up, out of bed, at a desk or table. The school's nearly 14,000 students will begin a hybrid model August 31st. In Jacksonville, Florida, one teacher is getting a lot of attention. In preparation for the new school year, 33-year-old Whitney Reddick wrote her own obituary. She told Inside Edition she did it to protest Florida schools reopening during the pandemic. Her mock obit reads, in part, she did her best to handle all the roles placed on her shoulders, but the workload weakened her, and the virus took hold. She succumbed to the ignorance of those in power. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. In Thailand, the schools are trying something new. They're putting little kids in plexiglass pens so they don't spread the virus around. Each one is about 2 by 4 feet. But the kids are little, so they're not crammed. They're given blocks to play with. Schools also have set up plexiglass dividers to put around the older kids' desks. Disney says they're scaling back hours after Labor Day weekend because not enough people have been showing up. The Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios will close an hour earlier, while Epcot ends its day 2 hours earlier. Animal Kingdom will start an hour later and close an hour earlier. And now for something completely different. Kraft is selling special boxes of mac and cheese for breakfast. The idea came from focus groups where parents said they trusted Kraft so much they would feed mac and cheese to the kids at breakfast time. So now you can buy breakfast mac and cheese. It's the same meal, but where the box usually says macaroni and cheese dinner, they've written breakfast. More macaroni and cheese news. Cheetos is introducing their own mac and cheese brand. Starting this weekend at Walmart, Cheetos mac and cheese comes in 3 flavors. Bold, cheesy, flaming hot, and cheesy jalapeno. Wonder why it took them so long. New survey of 2,000 Americans finds the average U.S. household has 217 arguments a year over washing dishes. That's 18 arguments a month over who cleans up after dinner. Back to food of sorts. Coca-Cola has announced they're introducing Coke with coffee in January next year. Combining regular Coke with Brazilian coffee, it'll come in 3 flavors, dark roast, vanilla, and caramel. A Coke coffee will have 2 times the caffeine as regular Coke. That's what we need right now to be on edge. Knucklehead news out of Houston, where a businessman is under arrest after he used his federal PPP loan to buy himself a Lamborghini. And if this story sounds familiar, it's because another crook did the same thing just a week or so ago. 29-year-old Lee Prince facing a slew of federal charges for filing fraudulent applications for PPP loans. He received $1.6 million for 2 separate companies which was meant to provide emergency support during the pandemic. But prosecutors determined that neither company has employees nor pays wages, consistent with the amounts claimed in loan applications. Instead, they found out that Price used the money to buy a Lamborghini Urus, as well as Rolex watches, Ford pickup truck, clothing, liquor, some nights out at a strip club. He's been charged with bank fraud, wire fraud. He's also a convicted felon with a long history of robbery and forgery offenses. Maybe he and the other Lambo loser should share a cell. The Daily Buzz. Send me fun things to buzz about. Paul at WCSY.com is my email. You can snail mail to 11637 M140 in South Haven 49090 or post a link on our social media. If you miss a buzz, catch up with a podcast at WCSY.com. Also on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, all the great podcasting outlets, or simply ask your smart speaker to play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcast. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.